Okay, the boy side, today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel. We're holding the very bottom of Kuf Beis Amid Beis. And you'll recall that the Gemara is now quoting from the Mishnah, where there's a machloikis, where the Menashe gets a chelik Olam Haba, or does not get a chelik in Olam Haba. The Tanakhama said that Menashe is one out of three kings. Who were the three kings that didn't get a chelik Olam Haba? We had Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Menashe yesh lo chelik Olam Haba. Shnemer says in the Pasuk, Yispal Eilov, Vayishma Tchinosoi, Vayishavei Yerushalayim Lemalchusoi. So we're going to see now what's the basis of the Machloikis, or the Menashe does or does not get a chelik Olam Haba. Zokti Gemara, two lines from the bottom. The Omer Rabbi Yochan Ushnei Mikro Echa Dorshu. Shnei means both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda that have two adversarial opinions. Tanakama that says Menashe ain lechelik, Rabbi Yehuda that says yesh lechelik. They both say that the origin, the makor of their psak is based on the following pasuk. Shnei it says in the pasuk, Unesatem lezvoa lechoil mam lechois aretz beglal Menashe ben Yechizkiyo. What is this talking about? People saw what happened l'choira to Menashe, and because of that there was great dread and trepidation. The word zvo in this connection means like people were shuddering, people were in dread. Because of what happened with Menashe. Now what happened with Menashe? Marisa beglal Menashe she'osu tshuva v'inu le'ovid, that the dread was that Menashe was saved from any puranus, from being punished. But unfortunately those that were misled by Menashe initially, those that were Oivde Habal, etc., they didn't do tshuva, and therefore, unfortunately, they were punished big time. And that's what the dread and trepidation was because of that situation. Well, Marisav, the Omer, says, no, Biglal Menashe Duleyov tshuva. It's not only on the followers of Menashe, but Menashe as well, because Menashe, in fact, did not do tshuva, and he continued sinning and erring as he had done in the previous years. Omer b'yechadan, kolo'im Menashe in lechevik olam haba, merapa yedein shel bali tshuva. So Rabbi Yochanan took the side of Rabbi Yehuda, and he felt that Menashe did do tshuva, and therefore it's unfair that the Tanakhama says it ein lechevik olam haba, because what happens is, merapa yedein, you weaken the resolve of bali tshuva, because bali tshuva will say, Menashe did tshuva, and guess what? Ein lechevik olam haba. So why should I do tshuva? Says he more the Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan. Menashe also tshuva. He says Menashe did do tshuva. Shloishim v'sholish shonim, meaning he did tshuva, and then for the next 33 years he was an erlecha, he was a finer, a good skite. How do I know? The Chassid said in the pasuk, Ben shtei mesri shonim Menashe b'molchai. Menashe became melech at the age of 12. V'chamishim v'chamish shonim molech b'yirusholoyim. For the next 55 years, he was melech. V'yas asherah kasher osa achav melech Yisrael. And unfortunately, initially, Menashe was a bad guy. And he made asherah just like Achav made. Now, the Gemara is bothered by, why did we pick on Achav? Because after all, asherah, we even find in the Torah, in the Chumash, asherayim tisrafun ba'esh, that the Goyim made asherah trees. And we know that unfortunately, this Masa with Asherah, this was a problem in Klal Yisrael, not just among the Goyim. So why do we pick on Achav? The Pasuk could simply have said that Menashe went and did Asherah, like unfortunately many others. See, Gemara says the reason why, because we want to make a hekish to Achav. Kama Molech Achav, how long was Achav Melech? To Esrin V'Tartin Shnin. For 22 years. That was the total reign of Achav. And you remember we had the Gemara yesterday that the reason is because he was Mechabed, the Torah, which has 22 Oisiois, and therefore the Gemara said, what was the Kibbutz that the 22? The fact that he was willing to give away all of his Kesev, his Zov, to Ben Hadad, even his own wives and children, but he said, but not Machmadei Necha. Machmadei Necha, the Heilige Sefer Torah, he would not part with. So therefore he was zoicha to 22 years to be melech. But nevertheless, during those 22 years, Achav was an evil king, like it says in the Tanakh. So now the Gemara assumes because of the fact that the Pasuk ties in Menashe to Achav, that he was also quote unquote bad for 22 years. Top of Kif Kim Lamed Aleph. Same sheet as from Oyim. So look at Gemara, Menashe Kama Malach. How many years were Menashe and Melech altogether? Chamish Mechamesh. 55 years. Dal Minayu, subtract from the 55, Esther Vitartin, during which Menashe followed in the footsteps of Achav. However, at that time, Baruch Hashem, he did tshuva, and as a result of the tshuva, partial lehut losanu klas. Now we're left with 33 years that Baruch Hashem he was already about tshuva, and that's what the Gemara said on the fourth line. The Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Menashe also tshuva for 33 years. And Bill, we're on Kuf Gimel. 1 second, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Bill, we're roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud when the Gemara begins. Amud Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, Brother Shai, you have a question.
So Menachem was the son of Chizkiyahu. So what do we bring in that? You know, was like connecting him to the one where he was the Melech of the northern kingdom. No?
That is correct.
What's the connection? Or I don't understand. Do they have separate?
So Brother Shai, I'm so happy that you are focusing on that because you're now making the Gemara's diuk that much stronger. In other words, how do we know that he was bad for 22 years and then he did tshuva and he was good for 33 years? Says Gemara, since the Pasuk links together two totally different individuals, as you correctly pointed out, Achav was from one of the Malchi Yisrael, while Menashe was from the Malchi Yehuda. So how do we go and connect the two together? The connection is that since Achav did bad in serving the Asherah for 22 years, and since we're saying that he, Menashe, followed in the footsteps of Achav in doing Asherah, so we're assuming for that same 22-year period, just like we find by Achav. The Pasuk doesn't say anything about 22 years, but that's, if you will, a jump of faith that the Gemara is making, that the connection between Menashe and Achav is, just like Achav sinned with Asherah for 22 years, Menashe also sinned for 22 years. Because otherwise, as you point out, Brother Shai, correctly, what's the connection between the two? Achav and Menashe, the gematria of the names is different. They were from different melachim. They were from the Malchi Yisrael, and they were the Malchi based of it. They were totally different time periods. V'kim menaran, why do we shtel tzu to Achav? Muzduch zayin, that we want to tell us this 22-year period business, just like Achav is 22, he was also 22. After that, Menashe did tshuva, and then for the next 33 years, he was a good guy. And it's because of that 33 years of tshuva, that's why Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, as well as Rabbi Yochanan here in the Gemara, hold very strongly that Menashe Avada did get a chelik l'olam haba because of the tshuva that he did. Now, we're going to have four memories of Rabbi Yochanan and of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Member number one, Om Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ma'ir Siv, what it says in the Pasuk. Vayishma elav, vayichoter loy, vayiaser loy miboyle. What is this all about? We're referring once again to the tefillah of Menashe. You remember yesterday, the Gemara had a much lengthier recitation of the Pasuk and the background, where Menashe initially was condemned, and then when he heard, even though he heard Musar from the Nevi'im and from the Rabbi Yishalem Kaviyachal, it didn't make any difference. Finally, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Yisurim. Oh, Yisurim speaks louder than words. And from that moment on, he was espoused to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then according to those that say that he did tshuva, that tefillah was from the bottom of his heart. And from that point on, he was loyal to Kadosh Baruch Hu and no longer was doing any more avodah zarah. So now the Lashon HaPasuk is Meyishma Elav. Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah of Menashe. And then the Pasuk continues on, Vaye Oser Loi. Now the Lashon of our Gemara makes it sound like that is a Creek Sith, that it says, in Divrei Yomim, Vaye Choser Loi, with a Ches. And therefore the Gemara is asking, Vaye Choser Loi, Vaye Oser Loi Miboy Loi. Vaye Oser Loi means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen to the Tefillah. Why would it say with a Ches? Malamich Oser Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kimin Machteres, Perikia, Kedei Lekablai, Bechuvik, Mepnei Midas Adin. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol was afraid of the Midas Adin. That's the divine prosecutor up in Shemayim. that wanted that Menashe should be banished forever and ever, never to go into Gan Eden, never to go to Olam Haba. He should sit in and burn in Gehenna for the rest of his life and for all of his days. That's what the Midas HaDin wanted to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever said, I can't face the Midas HaDin, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a tunnel, and he made, like you find in the Torah, Habom B'Machteres, which we spoke about earlier on in the Masechta. So he made a special tunnel for Menashe. Menashe would be able to go and tunnel under the courtroom, under the offices of the Midas HaDin, so to speak. So Kadosh Baruch Hu would be able to have him go and use this escape route that he wouldn't have to go to the Midas HaDin. So therefore, that's the Lashon of Vayichoser. Now all of that is fantastic. The only problem is that if you take out a Divri Hayomim, you'll see it says Vayichoser with an I, and it doesn't say Vayichoser with a Ches. So the whole Pshat in the Gemara is difficult to understand. It says in the Pasuk, Vayichoser. Sure, it says Vayichoser. Oh, Malamed, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Machteres. So in fact, on the side, you see for the Masoidus HaShas, when we quoted the same pasuk earlier, we said vayyaser. So the Maseiros Shas says the evsher to divrei hayom shahoy lefnei pshim vayichoy hayikaser vayichaser lai. Ayn in Toisus and Shabbos, etc. So what the Maseiros Shas is speculating that perhaps in fact there was a different nusach of divrei hayomim. After all, divrei hayomim is not the chumash. Not everybody learns Divrei HaYomim on a daily basis. So, in Divrei HaYomim, Mitaka says, Vayichosa, at least in the Girsa that Rav Shimon bar Yochai had. However, other Achroinim disagree with the Maseiros HaShas, and they say, no, the Kavanas HaGemara is different. You very often find in the Gemara that the Gemara makes a drasha of Aleph, Hei, Ches, and Ayin, which are Mischalef, even though the Pasuk says Aleph or Ayin or Ches. The Torah says we can go mischal if these are oisius that frequently can be changed. And therefore the Gemara, the real gears of the Gemara should be Vayishma Eila Vayyasir Lai. And now the Gemara is saying, Al Tikr Vayyasir, Ela Vayyichasir, which the Gemara does quite frequently. When it says Al Tikri, doesn't mean to say change the Lashon, tell the Baal Kore to go over it and to go and say Vayyichasir. But rather it means that this is a drasha that Chazal were makabel how to learn the pasuk, even though it says vayyasa with an extra ayin, go and read it as if it said with a ches, because aleph hey ches and ayin are mischalif. Reb Shamshir Ful Hirsch adds that l'choy the words vayyasa loy are totally ibrik. Ibrik means that they are superfluous. It says already vayishma elav, a Kaddish Baruch Hu listened to him. So why does it repeat vayyasa loy, which also means a Kaddish Baruch Hu listened to the tefillahs of Menashe, l'chor is just duplicative, and therefore, since it's duplicative, you can go and learn Al Tikr V'Yosser, Ela V'Yichosser, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made as our special machteres to go and help out the newest Baal Tshuva on the scene, none other than Menashe. So that's the first of four drashas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Rishim V'Yichoy. Second one, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Rishim V'Yichoy. Ma'ir Chassim said in the Pasuk, Bereishis Mamlechus Yochanan ben Yoyishio Uksiv, Bereishis Mamleches Tzidkia. What's bothering the Gemara, says Rashi. We have, of course, throughout Tanakh, so many, especially in Malachim, we identify all the Malachim by name, when they started, how many years they were, and typically by each one of them, he uses the expression, B'shana Rishoyna L'malchusai. None of them say the word Bereishis. The only time you find Bereishis is by Yoyakim and by Tzidkia. And now the question is, Bereishis sounds like, you know, Bereishis bar lekim, eitz shemayim v'eitz ha'aretz, that this is a beginning of the world. What do you mean beginning of the world? There were no malachim until Yehoyakim, until Tzidkiyah HaMelech. So now the Gemara is going to tell us, before we continue, that Yehoyakim, unfortunately, was a very evil king. However, although he himself was evil, his malchus, many of the citizens that lived at that time, many of the Yidden, were Groyser Talmid HaChomim, Groyser Tzadikim, wonderful people. Tzidkia was the reverse. Tzidkia himself, the Gemara is going to tell us, was Ayid HaTzadik. However, the people that lived in his time, unfortunately, were no great Tzadikim. Part of it has to do, says Rashi, with the fact that at the time of Yehoyakim, you had the Golus Yechoniah. And until the time of Golus Yechoniah, you had what's called the Choresh and the Mazger. And the Gemara Darsh is Choresh and Mazger, meaning tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, that each time that they would open their mouths and say Dvar Torah, everybody else Nasu Kacharoshin, everybody else acted as if they were totally deaf, in the sense that they were dumbfounded by the great Talmudic knowledge of these great Talmidei Chachamim. Mazger, and that basically ended the discussion. Nobody asked him any more kashis, any more shalis, because they saw it was so kaleya el hamatora v'lo yachti, that he said it exactly the way one would expect a big gadol to paskin and a big gadol to learn for, and so therefore no questions were asked. So the Choresh v'Mazger originally were in Eretz Yisrael, and then they went with the Golus to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it says that later on, at the time of the Dor Shel Tzidkiyo, when there was the second Golus, first Golus was from the, both of them, first time was in the times of Yechoniah, you have it in the Megillah, Asher Eglah Nebuchadnezzar, in the times of Yechoniah, that Yechoniah also has the name Yehoyachin, that was the Golus Yechoniah. So the time of Yechoniah, they still had in Eretz Yisrael at the times of Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was right before Yechoniah, and therefore at the time Yehoyakim was in went and his chevra all went into Golus, you still had the Choresh v'Mazger in Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore they were Choshev a people. Later on, when he got to the door of Tzidkiah, the Choresh v'Mazger had already all been evicted from Eretz Yisrael. They were all now in Chutz Laretz, in Bavel. So Tzidkiyo HaMelech was the only one that was remaining as the Tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, all the good citizens, the Tzaddikim and the Talmidei Chachamim, were all already in Golus. And that Rashi explains why there was a difference between that door and that door. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. Both by Yehoyakim and Tzidkiah, the pasuk refers to Bereshis. Frank Timur B'chayad Idn, they have a Malchi, until now there were no kings. Why did it say Bereshis? Elabikish Kodesh Baruch Hu lahachzer so'ilam kulei letoyu v'voyu. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to go and turn the world back to its original state before Bria so'ilam, like it says in the Torah. V'aretz ho'yisah so'yu v'voyu. V'choshich al p'nei so'oyim. V'ruach alakim arachefes al p'nei amoyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to go and turn the world upside down, like it was at the time before Bereshis. Why? Mishul Yehoyakim, because Yehoyakim was such a terrible Russia. However, the Stakle B'doiroi, Kodesh Baruch Hu looked at the doir of Yehoyakim, meaning the Choresh v'Mazger that was still in Eretz Yisrael, and the Skara Daitoi, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's kas got cooled off. And similarly, in the time...
It's a pun. Choresh people were silent. They were mute, speechless
in front of
because of the Torah. It's a pun.
What's a Mazger mean?
The Choresh, you're referring to a person that is Choresh plowing in the field. Poshib Shad.
Choresh is a deaf person.
That's okay. A Choresh. Choresh over here is an Uman, either a carpenter or someone else that acts and that builds or repairs, a professional in the business of construction or of I don't know if it's a plumber or an electrician, but someone in that type of field. Anyways, I think it's more of a carpenter than all the others. A mazger is someone that Poshet is a locksmith. He goes and makes locks, and that's what soger that closes and locks the door. However, the Gemara elsewhere darshan is the word Choresh v'Mazger that we're talking about, great Talmid Chachamim, that when they would give a drasha or say a dvar halacha or give a shiur, everybody in the audience was speechless. Nobody could open their mouths, nobody would ask questions, nobody would doubt what they had to say, because they spoke with such clarity and with such wisdom and knowledge and intelligence. So Choresh, hakol nasim kacharoshim, everybody became as if they were deaf-mute. Nobody raised their hands, nobody said anything. V'Mazger means that once they offered their opinion, that closed the doors to any further discussion, because everybody realized what he's saying is the emes, and anybody else is just saying foolishness. Okay? You're very welcome. Anyway, so If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, because I see you're all tzachish and tzaridit about all of this, we can go and say the Rashi is about 10 lines at the top. Ma'idichsib bereshit mamlechus yehoyakim, ubereshit mamleches tzidkia. Says Rashi, ma'itayim iksib bahani bereshit yoyisimiach reni. You don't find in Nach any other bereshits related to Malachim, except these two. Of course, you have Bereshit at the beginning of the Torah, Bereshit Bar Lakim. And you also, Rashi and Chumash tells us about other Reshises, Reshis Tzvuasai. But anyway, we didn't say Bereshit only by Yoyokim and Tzidkia. Says Rashi, V'chi hada inna lihava malki v'im yishim t'chilis mamlach dekomar. If he's trying to, the Pasuk is trying to tell us that this was at the beginning of their reign, havalei lemichta b'shan rishayin lemalchusai. Why did it say Bereshit? L'hachi shani krav v'dibure. The Torah changes the lashon of Bereshit l'amercha. Ma'as Bereshit hoye b'mei yoyakim. Shabikish Kodesh Baruch Hu l'hachzer esaylam l'toyev avoyu. K'moy shahoye m'Bereshit. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to turn the tables and the clock back all the way to the time of Bereshit. V'aret toyse soyev avoyu. Why? Because Yoyakim was a terrible rasha. We're going to see in the Gemara shortly that one man, the Yomer, said that Yoyakim should also be installed together with the other three malachim, that he shouldn't have a chelik li oylam haba. We're going to talk about that a little bit further in the Gemara. But in the meantime, kibish istaka bedoire shav yoyakim, shay tzadikim shadayin li golu hachorish v'mazger. The chorish v'mazger, the great talmid chacham and tzadikim that we're talking about a moment ago, were still there in Eretz Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, and there's chus, we're not going to go and make this tidal earthquake and turn the world upside down, the Toyev Avoyu, even though Yoyakim is bad, Klal Yisrael is good. Now, continuing on to the next Shikul Gemara, when he came to Tzidkia, says the Gemara, Nistakva Tzidkia, V'yihalmenu Nachamun, Nistakva Doyev Nizkaradait, V'yikash Karibokhul Hachzers Oilam Kulia Toyev Avoyu, at the time of Tzidkia. Why Bishvul Doyger Shul Tzidkia? Because the door that was left behind, unfortunately, were no longer any great tzaddikim. That's the next Rashi. Doyger Shul Tzidkia. Hoyu Rishoim. They were bad people. Shekola Tzaddikim Higlu Kvar Im Yoyachim. All of the good guys, the Chorish, the Mazgit, Tzaddikim, Tamid Cham, were all in Bavel. And now Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael were unfortunately empty of Tzaddikim and Tamid Cham. So Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the door and said, Oy vavai, we should go and turn the world back to Toy vavai, to the time of Bereshit. The stakle b'tzidkia, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at Tzidkia himself, v'niskara daitoi b'tzidkia, or v'niskara daitoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzidkia is a good skite, he's a yira tzadik, because of that, I'm not going to be machzer l'toy vavai. There was a golus, yes, the yin, unfortunately, times of Yechonia, times of the Tzidkia, they went into Golis, to Bava. But Kadosh Baruch Hu did not take the world and have it go back to the time of Toyu Vavoyu, like you had in the times of Bereshit in the Torah. So that was the second drasha of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Gemara asks Akasha.
One question.
Okay, if you don't mind, just finish one, three more lines. It says by Tzidkia also, you just tell me now that Tzidkia has a tzaddik, niskarad, Tzidkia unfortunately was also a yasara. And for the Gemara, his ra was shebiyad limchais v'loy micha. He personally was a tzaddik adora, the greatest, the most sincere, the most erlich, and the biggest Talmud Chacham, gvaldik. But unfortunately, he could have and should have been molche. Every time he saw people doing things that they should not be doing, he should have been molche, and he didn't. In that respect, Vayasara. Yes, question. No more questions?
Bill has a question.
Okay, maybe he'll come back.
He's on mute.
He's not on mute, so we don't even see his picture.
Let's
ask
his phone, Bill.
Okay, let's go back. This is now the third Rosh of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ma'ariv Siv Shed in the Pasuk. Ish chocham nishpat es ish evil, v'rogaz v'sochak v'ein nochas. What does all of this mean? So the ish chocham nishpat is referring to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even though we call him ish, but as the Gemara has told us before, Hashem ish melchama. So the word ish is referring to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Okay, evil means a person who is acting foolishly. in terms of sinning. And in particular, the Gemara is going to focus on two bad kings. One was Ochaz, and one was Amatziah. Both of them, unfortunately, were Rishoy. And what the Pasuk is telling us is that sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu reacts, Virogaz, he gets angry, hoping that that king is going to do tshuva, and unfortunately, it doesn't work. And the Sochak, other times the Kadosh Baruch Hu tries to play with that king and acting in a very nice, pleasant, benevolent fashion, hoping that the person will do tshuva. And in both cases, the Einochas, both the case of where he's Rogas and the case where he's Sochak, the Einochas, unfortunately, it doesn't work out. That person that was supposed to do tshuva does not. And therefore, the Gemara now goes and explains. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Ish Chocham, Hashem Ish Mochama. Ko'asi al Ochaz, I got very angry at Ochaz. As you know, Ochaz was the father of Cheskio HaMelech. Where elsewhere tells us that Cheskio wanted that his father should have a kapara, and therefore he schlepped his bones in Nebuchadnezzar's Rabbah. And Klal Yisrael supported it, even though he was the former king, the late king, because they realized, unfortunately, he was a Rasha, and through this bizoyon, public bizoyon, he would hopefully do tshuva. So, Ka'asti Alochaz, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I got angry at Ochaz, Unisata biyad malche damesek, and therefore I allowed the malche damesek to take over his kingdom and eject him from power. And zibeach v'kita leliheyam. So you would have thought that because of this terrible disgrace and shame that he was overtaken by the malche damesek, he would do tshuva. No, faket. What he did was he now brought karbonos to kroivis avodah zarah leliheyam, to their god, Shinemar. The Yizbach Lehei Darmesek. Darmesek and Damesek is the same. That he, Ochaz, unfortunately, was now bringing Takroivis sacrifices to the Elihei Darmesek. Hamakiboy, those that gave him klep, in other words, those that were winning the battles against Ochaz. Vayomer, and he said, you know why I am serving these avodah zarahs? There's some noise in the back. Kindly put yourselves on mute. Bill, you had a question before it. Bill, has your question been answered? Or
No. My question was, why was Hashem going to destroy the world, okay?
Right.
Because there were no Talmid Chachamim in Israel, and it's fine. Only the king, when the Talmid Chachamim were in Babel. They're still part of the world.
Perhaps the Gemara is only referring to Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael would have been turned back to its origins, Bereishis, the Toyu Vavoyu. The question you're asking is a very good question, because the whole world was not just Eretz Yisrael. Half of the Yidden at that time were already in Babel. So it could be that maybe the Kabbalah Gemara meant that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, that should all have been turned upside down like Toyu Vavoyu, but because of the schus of either their king or the citizens, depending on the two doiris, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Niskara Dait and said, you know what, although I'm going to expel them, I'm not going to go and turn the world, or at least Yerushalayim and Yehuda, upside down. But good gefregt, Bill, if I have a better teretz, I will be happy to share it. But in the meantime, the Gemara tells us about Ochaz. What does it say about Ochaz? That unfortunately, he was the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Rogaz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at him, and therefore he let the Malchei Damesek take over. And instead of causing Ochaz to do tshuva, fakert, he went and now served the idols, the avodah zarahs of the Damesek, like it said in the pasuk, "Vayomer keli hey malchi aram hey mi'azrim oisam lehem ezbach v'yazruni v'heim hoyuloi lihachshiloi ulechol yisra." So he, Ochaz, figured if they, the malchi Damesek, and their avodah zarah and the malchi aram, if they were able to go and be victorious against me, it must have been bizchus their gods. Because after all, I have Rabbi Yishalom on my side, they have their gods on their side. Apparently their gods, Chas V'Shalom, are greater than mine. So he went and he started serving their gods. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's getting angry did not cause Ochaz to do tshuva, fakert. Theim hoyuloi, now these Avodah Zarahs became lahachshiloi, a stumbling stone for him, ulechol Yisrael, and for Gan's Klal Yisrael. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol took a different tact with Amatziah. So Chakti Mamatzi. Amatzi was also a terrible, terrible Russia of Klal Yisrael. V'nesati Malchi Edoim B'yodoi. And I made Amatzia victorious over the Malchi Edoim. So you would think that he would now go and say, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to go and say Hallel today. And thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim and the Flois. So we went and won over Malchi Edoim. Guess what happened? Hevi Eliheim, he brought in the gods of the Malchi Edoim to his palace, to his region. Vishtach Valehem, and he bowed down to them. Shinova hi Achrei Bo. Achrei, they take out the word Kain, v'yachrei, Bo Amatia mehakoises Edoimim, v'yovi Yisalihei, b'nei Seir is the same thing as Edoim, v'yamidim loy v'lihim, l'fnei mishtach v'lehem yekater. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Ish Chacham, the Rebbeinu Shalom, was Shofet, Ish Evel, these two fools, Ochaz and Amatia. In one case he was Rogaz, he was upset, he got very angry. In the other case, Sochak, he played with him, he made nice. But unfortunately, in both cases of Enochas, they did not return to the fold. They did not do the tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have hoped. And therefore, Amra Papa, Hainu Di Amri Inchi. That's why there's an expression. Bochi Le Lamar, De Lo Yoda. Chaychi Lamar, De Lo Yoda. Although it says De Lo Yoda, Rashi seems to be learning pshat, not De Lo Yoda, no, De Lo Yoda. The Bochi Le Lamar. Sometimes you go and cry to that individual. De Lo Yoda, and a machzach nishvisendik, which means he doesn't acknowledge, he doesn't agree or do anything based on those b'chiyois. And other times, chaychi is a loshon chiyuch, which is a smile. Sometimes you give a person a big, big smile, and v'loyoda, and he doesn't acknowledge it, and he doesn't change as a result. So that's what he's saying here in our Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Ragos. He got angry and he cried his heart out to Ochaz, do tshuva, and Ochaz disregarded and ignored. And the case of Amatzia, Chaychi, gave a big smile. And unfortunately, once again, Vloyoda, Amatzia ignored the whole thing. Continues Rav Papa, Vaile Lamar, Vloyoda, Ben Tav, Lebish. Och, and they it is, for woe is it to the Mar, to the person, the individual, that doesn't know how to distinguish between good and bad. Whether you give him good, he remains bad. Whether you give him bad, he remains bad. He doesn't know how to find his way back with tshuva. Okay, so that was yet the third maimer of Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now we come to the fourth and the final. Vayivoyu kol sari melech bavel, vayeshvu b'shar hatovech. Now what does this mean? It means that after Nebuzaradan was successful at conquering Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that they went and had the officers of the sari melech bavel, they sat there and occupied in the Azara, the Shar HaTovech. Pashup Shar HaTovech means that, as we know, the Beis HaMikdash had a number of Sha'arim, and so they sat down over there, B'Shar HaTovech, and Rashi says, what do you think they did over there? They didn't go and sit down to be able to daven to Hashem, but rather they made it a Mokum of Leitzonus, and they made it into a place of profanity, if you will. And therefore, our Gemara, the Rashi says, they made it into a Moshev Leitzim, Shosari Melech Bavel. They probably played cards over there and poked fun and did the things that people do under these situations. So now, how do you define the word Shar HaTovech? It's Om Rav Yechim Mishim Rav Shim Bayechoi. That's the fourth member of Rav Yechim Mishim Bayechoi. Mokim Shemachatchen Boy Halochis. What does that mean? It means that we're going to do like we said at the top of the Amid. It said Vayyoser. And we read it like Vayyichoser, Machteres. Here too it says HaTovech with a hey, but we're going to read it as if it's with a ches. And therefore it's going to become like chituch. Chituch means to cut. Like you make to cut a bread, you say you make chatichot, right? You have pieces of bread. So chatichach, chatoch means to cut. And therefore says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you know where they set up shop, the Sari Melech Bavel, and they made the Moshev Leitzim, in the place of Lishkas HaGazis and the other two Batei Dinim. Remember we had before by the Zokin Mamre that there were three Batei Dinim on the Har HaBayis. One as you go into the Ezras Noshim, one as you go into the Ezras Yisrael, and the third one was partially in the Azara, partially on the Chil. Those were the third one, the Lishkas HaGazis, that's where the Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, sat. They made these Mekoyimais into a Moshev Leitzim, and that's what he means, Mokim Shemachatchen Bayalachas, where until now, that's where the decisions were issued by the Batei Dinim, by the Sanhedrin. That now, unfortunately, because of the Chorbin, became a Moshe of Reitz. Amra Papa, once again, her Papa says, Hainer Amri Inchi, that's what people say, the Asu Demare Tolle Zaine, Taman Kulber Raya Kultse Tolle. That this is talking, this is a member that people say, that you have a hook sticking out of the wall, and people are commenting, remember in the years that went by, the Asra, in that space, Demore were the owner of the home. But it's not just the owner, but we're talking about the Odoim. He was, you know, the gun, the boss, the one in charge. We're totally Zayne. Whenever he came home, not only did he hang up his coat and his hat over there, but he would go and put up his weapons, would hang from that hook. Now, Taman, in that place, Kulbaraya Kulzeitala, that the Prosta Raya, Raya is the Roya, the shepherd, who is just, quote-unquote, a low life. He goes and hangs up his kulze, his junk. In other words, it's a shtikl bizoyin, that until now, the master of the house, the master of the property, he would hang up his items and things over there, and now this Roya comes and he hangs up his cup there as well. So here too, until now, this mokum was miyuchad for the Sanhedrin, for the Batei Dinim, to go and paskin, to be chote halacha, and now unfortunately it's now become a Moshe Litzonim, Moshe Leitzim, where the Sari Melech Bovel hang out. And now the Gemara is going to have three memories in a row of Rav Chista, Omer Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Omer Rav Chista, Omer Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Mai Tosef says in the Pasuk, I'll stay ish otzel avarti, val kerem odom chasar leiv, v'nei ola kula kimshoinim, kosel panav charulim, v'geder avon of nehersa. What is this all referring to? Pashup Shat Mishle, the Shlomo Melech is telling us, I pass by a stay ish otzel, a person who's an atzel, a lazy guy. There was a beautiful field there, and the field is falling to pieces because the farmer is not doing a good job. He's lazy. So I'll say ish otzelavati val kerem odom chasar leiv, and I also passed by a vineyard that belonged to a person that didn't use his seichel, didn't use his mind, and unfortunately, that's also falling away. V'nei ola kula kimshoinim, and as a result, it's now full of thorns and thorn bushes. Kos upon of charulim, nettles and thistles and other things have grown on these places. The Geder Avonov, where there used to be a Geder, a fence that protected the field and the vineyard from either Ganovim or from Behemoth and Chayas, I find that Geder is falling apart in Erza. So what is this referring to, says Imar? As the Ish Otzelavad is there Ochas. This is referring to Ochas. Now, the Gemara doesn't go into any detail. What did Ochas do that he should be considered to be the case of the Stay Ish Otzel? Rashi gives us a little bit of help, but the truth of the matter is we're going to have it all in much greater detail on the bottom of the Amid Beis. But if you just want to steal a look at the Rashi, I'll stay ish otzel avarti ze ochos, it's on the left-hand margin about 10 lines in. Ulahachi korli otzel, why do we call ochos otzel? All of these people that we're mentioning, all of these malachim, were unfortunately bad malachim, all rishoim. And why, lachi karli atzel, why did he be called atzel, the atzel and the lazy one? Shechosim is atoira ubitilis or avoidele kaman. We'll see on the Amud Beis that unfortunately Achaz was a terrible guy. And he, number one, said, Yidin should not go and learn. And therefore he closed up all the Batei Midrashim. Look at the contrast between him and his son Chizkiah. The Chizkiah afterwards opened up all the shuls and all the Batei Midrashim. And he says, whoever doesn't come to learn, Yidokke b'cherev azeh chas v'shalem, come and learn and learn and learn. That's why Chizkiah is renowned as one of the greatest tzaddikim among all the malachim throughout the generations. But an Ochaz, unfortunately, was not in that same category. Quite to the contrary, Chosam is a trade, he didn't let people learn. Obitel is avoid, and he stopped the avoid in the base of Migdash. He didn't let them go and bring karbanos. So that's what we mean by Atzla, and he made everybody lazy, that unfortunately nobody's learning anymore. Val kerem odam chasar leiv ze menashe. Why is he called the kerem chasar leiv? So Rashi once again has a pshat. Next Rashi, shekoder as korois v'horas es hamizbeach. Number one, koder as korois means that Nebuchadnezzar cut out names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu from the Sefer Torah. If you remember, we had that yesterday, but there we said there was one king, Ahaziah, that was even worse. Not only did he go and erase the askorois, but he inserted the names of the Avodah Zarah in their place. Here the Gemara just says about Menashe that he went and erased HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name from Sefer Torah. Very strange, because Menashe was the one that we learned yesterday, was the one that said, Machmar Einecha, how precious. So So, and this must be Menashe in his earlier 22 years, when he was like in the place of Achav, where he was still doing all the Avodah Zarah and the Baal and Nebuch being Koider Askarais. And the later years, those were the good years when he became a Baal Tshuva. And in that time, then he, in fact, that gave him the resolve when he was doing Tshuva to go and say, this is Machwan Einai, I'm not going to give away the Sefer Torah. Anyway, so you see when a person does Tshuva, he can go Mamish Mi Mizrach El Marav or Mi Kotze El HaKotze. So this was Menashe. Bine Ola Kulik Yim Shoinim Ze Omoin. And what is Ze Omoin? Again, if you look at the Rashi, Rashi is a little bit out of order. On the fifth line from the top, Omoin Sheheela Shimomis Al Gabi HaMizbeach. We're going to see in the Amid Beis that Omoin took it one step further. Remembering, Omoin was the son of Menashe. Unfortunately, Omoin was not a good guy. He was also a Rasha. And what the Gemara is going to say is, not only did he continue that we shouldn't do avoid in the base of Mikdash, he made it such that Kimshoinim, Shmomis are cobwebs, spider webs, were already growing on the surface of the Mizbeach. So we'll talk about this more when we get to the Amid Beis. Kasupan of Harulim Ze Yoyakim, we already talked about Yoyakim. Rashi says the reason why we say Kasupan of Harulim, because Kisa Panam Me'oire Shalukadish Baruch Hu. The Gemara is going to say in the Amid Beis that Yoyakim was so bad that he said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, what do we need you for? We need you because we need the light of the sun which comes up every day. Rabbi Yisrael, we don't need your light. You can take your Shemesh back. Now that you have LED bulbs, there's plenty of light without resorting to the Shemesh. Plenty of light. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, we don't need you. We don't need your light. We don't need your Shemesh, your Reach, garnish. As you can see, Yoyakim was not a nice fellow. So that's the Kasupan of Harulim. Kaviyachal is as if he's saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, cover up the face of the sun, we don't need it. The Geder Avonim Nersa, Zet Tzidkiyo. What is that? Tzidkiyo was a good king. So why does it say Geder Avonim Nersa? Shenechar Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. That's what we mean, that the stone fence, Nebuch was destroyed. That stone fence is both the walls of Yerushalayim, as well as the walls of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Okay, so that was one member of Chizda Omer B'Abba. Again, another member of Chizda Omer B'Abba. Arba Kitois Ein Mekabas B'nei Shechina. There are four groups of people that are not Mekabas B'nei Shechina because these people are bad. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow them B'mechit Sosai. Who are they? The Kas Leitzim, the Kas Shakronim, Kas Chanifim, Kas Mesapri Loshen Har. Kas Leitzim. Now we say Leitzim, we don't mean the people that just go and say jokes. I mean, everybody's entitled to go and say a joke every once in a while. Of course, the rest of the time we should be learning. But once in a while, a milta b'dicha is not a problem. What we're talking about is people that make litzanas of Torah, of Yiddishkeit, of Avodas Hashem, of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kas leitzim d'chsiv zen l'posik moshach yodi es loitzitzim. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol withdraws his hands from the leitzim, saying, I don't want anything to do with you guys. Kas shakranim d'chsiv. So if you're telling sheker, I don't want you to be in my mechitza aros. Remember, we learned yesterday that even the ruach novoi the Israeli, who was the person Nebuch that was killed through Achav and Izevel, and when he said Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll take care of him, Kodesh Baruch Hu said fine, but same mechitzasi, because since he told the neviim to go and say to Achav, don't worry, you can fight in Rami's Gilad, you're going to win. So he told him a sheker. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you did your job, but you're going to have to move your residence from the Mechitza of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kas Chanifim, those are people that make Chanifa. Chanifa means false flattery. Techsiv kiloy lefon of Chanif Yovai. If you're a Chanif, don't get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now some people say, does that mean you never let a flatter someone? There are two types of flattery. There's a person who's a Rosh Marusha, and then you want to go and make him to be a nice guy, and you go and say, oh, dear Johnny, he's really a nice guy. Everybody knows he's the biggest criminal in town, the biggest shagit. That type of Khalifa, to go and say Khalifa to a bad guy, that only encourages him because he sees I can continue in my Maisera, and they still go and give me all the covet and all the prestige. That Khalifa is not. However, you have Khalifa of people that need, that do good, but need a little bit of moral support, give them more self-esteem, give them a more chizik to the masam toivim that they're doing, that's fine, isn't it? No problem, that's a mitzvah. Avani, you should try to go mechazik a yid, that you see that He's a wonderful person, and he needs a little bit more chizuk, and a little bit more isodorus. That's a fine, that's not a problem. Finally, kas v'sapri loshen hara, t'chsiv kiloi, keil chofetz resha ata, liyagur chara, tzadik ata, v'yia b'mchur chara. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you are saying loshen hara, ra, yit moitzi ra, liyia b'mchur chara, you don't live next to me, you're out of my machitza, agos. So we have these four kitos, where the Gemara is telling us, all of them, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, get out of here, don't be b'mechitzasi. And now the third member of the three of Rav Chisda, Omer B'yir B'bar Abba, my Chisda said the Pasuk, so from here until the top of the Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to analyze the Kapitel Tillim, Yoshe B'seisa Elyon B'tzel Shaka Yisloinan, that we say from time to time, especially Matzah Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to analyze and show that you can really take Yoshe B'seisa Elyon and divide it up into three separate segments. The first segment is the father of an individual speaking. The second segment is the mother. And the third one is Kaviyach L'Rabbi Yishlem. Remember, the Gemara Nida says that every person was created by three Shutvim. So we have the father, the mother, and the Rabbi Yishlem. And the focus of the first part of Yoshe B'Seser, as we'll see, is on Rochnias. The second part with the Mami is more on Gashmias. And the third is Rabbi Yishlem, as we'll see shortly. So, Timar, Ma'igah said, "Vushtei in the pasuk, liseuna lecha rov enegli krabi alecha." Make sure no ra comes to you. You shouldn't have a nega in your oil in your home. Liseuna lecha ra shloi yishloi, which is liyishloi b'cha yetzahara. That's liseuna lecha ra, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should bench you, and you should try as much as possible stay away from the yetzahara. Yetzahara comes to you, tell him yetzahara, go back to sleep. I gotta go to Davin, I gotta go learn, don't bother me. The negli krabi alecha, shleiti motzei ishtecha safik nida, b'shoa shatovi min aderech. A person, when he's coming from a business trip or wherever, he's coming home, he hasn't seen his wife for the last week or two, and he's hoping to be able to go and live with his wife that night, and it turns out she's a safik nida, ay vavoy. Why is he more say safik nida? Says Rashi. Of course, if she's a vaday nida, any erlich yid understands, what can I do? You know, I'm stuck. We're going to have to wait a week or whatever it takes until she comes back for the mikveh. But if it's suffik nida, then he starts thinking to himself, I'm one of the Beis Hillel people, not a Beis Shammai person, and therefore I always like to look at the tzad kula and the tzad heter, but you tell him you can't. And he said, I'm not so sure. So that causes the person a lot of heartburn and grief and all the rest, and Chas V'Sholom, he might be Moira Heter. So that's the bracha that the father is giving. Negel Yikra B'Alecha, you should never have this situation where you're really put to the test. That's first pshat. Dover Acha Nocha Pshat. Lisuna Lecha Ra, Shlo Yevasucha, Chaloim Misroim, Ve'erhurim Roim. That when a person goes to sleep, he shouldn't have bad dreams, he shouldn't have bad hirhurim, because that's obviously not a good thing. The word makdiach tafshilei is an expression meaning to go off the derech. Literally, makdiach tafshilei means that he burns the soup or he burns the cholent. But makdiach tafshilei in this connection means over here that unfortunately he is off the derech. So, adkan berchei aviv. So now the father is giving the bracha to the son. Either you shouldn't have the Yetzer shouldn't bother you, you should never come home with a Safik Nida situation, or according to the second shot, you should be able to sleep without Chaloim Misraim, Hirhurim Raim, and you shouldn't have any children or Talmidim going off the deck. You can ve'ilach the next segment of Yoshe B'Seisir, Berchos the Imai, says, Ki malach v'yitzav alach v'shmorach v'chol d'rachach, al kapayim yisu'uncha, al shachu v'fesim tidrach, timois k'fir v'sanin, akan Berchos the Imai. So now, the focus of this part of the pasuk is, Mami says, I will allow Tati to go and worry about the Rachnias, to go and give Musar and Teichacha, and to make sure that the son learns and he does what he's supposed to. I'm in charge of the Gashmias. I have to make sure my son eats three meals a day, that he wears clean clothing, and if his clothing get ripped, that I'm either going to stitch them up or I'm going to buy him new clothing, because that's the Mami's job, so to speak. So therefore, her bracha to her son is, Kimaluch v'tzavalach, Kadosh Baruch Hu should send malachim lishmorich b'chol drachecha, wherever you go, that chas v'sholom, you shouldn't get into an accident, you shouldn't get into a fight, you shouldn't have terrorists, you should be gesund. Al kapayim yisuncha, the malachim should go and carry you on their wings. Al Shachal v'Vesen Tidra. Shachal, we remember we had a few days ago, Shachal is one of six synonyms for a lion. We had the Ari and the Kfir and the Lavi and Shachal. Vesen is typically a snake. So therefore, if you come across a lion or across a snake, you should be able to step on them and get rid of them. That's the bracha that the Mami gives. Now the third part of Yoshua says, "B'chosei Shemayim," is the Rabbeinu Shlom's bracha on to the top of the Amid base. And you can repeat again. Now, what is this all about? If you look at the top Rashi on the right hand margin, Rashi said, "Kivi choshak." If the yid, if this person has cheshik to be close to the Rabbeinu Shlom, kivi choshak, he has cheshik in me. Lishayich el Rabbeinu de Alma. This is talking about the Rabbeinu Shlom. Kloimar, o yisay shechofitz bi ubiyerasi. A person who likes me and wants me and my year, in other words, year Shemayim, afalteyu, I will help him to machapleiter. I'm going to save him when chas v'sholom he is in danger. So getting back to the Gemara, ki b'choshak, since he has cheshik in me, in other words, he cleaves, he gets closer to Rabbeinu Shlom, afalteyu, I'll allow him to escape any potential harm. Asagveyu, I will help him, I will assist him, I will save him. Ki yodashmi, because he knows my name. Yikra'eni b'neyu, if he calls to me, I will answer him. Even oichim b'tzar, if he's in the tzar, I'm together with him. Achaltei b'chabdeyu, oichim hasbiyeyu, etc. So all of this is a brachas from the Rabbeinu Shalom to the individual. Okay, so we finished now those series of Torahs from Rav Chisda Omer B'Yemre Baraba, and now we go to a new Torah Lakish. Zoki Maram Omer Evrishim Min Lakish Ma'aseh B'Sen the Pasuk V'Yim Namri Shoyim Oiram Uzroya Roma Tishaver. In Eoiv, if you have an Eoiv on cloth, and presumably in the modern day Tanakhs, you'll find that the word Rishoyim, the Imanam Rishoyim, that the Ayin of Rishoyim is Tluya. Tluya means it's suspended halfway in mid-air. So it's not in the same set together with all the other letters, the Resh, the Shin, and the Yud, and the Mem, but the Ayin is somewhat suspended up on the cloth. And the question is, why is that? V'yimna Rishoyim, Oyrim Kadosh Baruch Hu withholds from the Rishoyim Oyr, light, Uzroya Ramati Shover, and he will break any uplifted arms that want to do harm. The name of Ayin Shul Rishoyim Tuliyah. So why is the Ayin hanging there suspended? Kim Shanasa Odom Rosh Milmata. The word Rosh means poor. But poor over here doesn't mean poor from funds. Here poor means poor from friends. Person who has no friends in this world, but rather is full of sonim, full of enemies here, Milmata. Nasa Rosh Milmala. He's going to be poor and he's going to have tons of enemies up above. If you're a bad guy down here, not only you'll be hated down here, but you'll be hated upstairs. You see, look at the Rashi, third, fourth line. Kibin Shanasa Odom Rosh Milmata. Sheishvay sonim. He has enemies. Vein Ruch Habriyas Neichemena. He has very few friends, if any. Nasa Rosh Milmala. Biyaduish Yasonim Oysa Milmala. You can be sure that upstairs in Shemayim, they also hate him. And he has enemies. Lachi kosev roshim, shnei mine roshes. Two times, both a rush down below and a rush up above to tell you that he's a bad guy and therefore everybody hates him down and above. Frank Timara, this is such a convincing limud. Why do I have to have the ayin hanging there mid-air? Take out the ayin altogether. Let the pasuk just simply say roshim. That he's such a bad guy. He has sonim everywhere. Says Timara, b'yichon rablos echad amar. Because like all rules, there are two exceptions to the rule. And the two exceptions are David HaMelech and Nechemya ben Chachalia. They also had tons of enemies, but they were tzaddikim. They were good guys. Oh, so Timara, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Loza, Chanam, and Nekvoyd Yishtol David, that the reason why we make sure that it's written Rishoim with the ayin instead of just Rashim, because otherwise people would say, David HaMelech had so many sonim. If you go through Tehillim, David HaMelech constantly is talking about the sonim that wanted to go and harm him and hurt him, and he has Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me from all of these bad guys that want to go and hurt me. So unfortunately he had tons of sonim, David HaMelech, but he was good. So therefore, that's why we say Roshim with the ayin, Rishoim, those type of bad guys that have enemies, not tzaddikim like David. V'chad Oma Mishim Kvoidishol Nechemi ben Chachalia, who also had tons of sonim. Rashi says, Tupshotim, either sonim from among the Goyim. Why among the Goyim? Because Nehemiah was very instrumental in building the second base of Migdash, and there was a lot of protest and adversity. Many of the Goyim hated it, hated him for rebuilding the second Beis Mikdash. And then Rashi says the second pshat that they were kanoim mi Yisrael, people that were jealous of him, and therefore they tried to be mavazeh him. Okay, ayin shem b'Rashi. But therefore, both of these two people also, unfortunately, had a shortage of friends, tons of enemies, but not because they were rishoyim, because they were tzaddikim, and because of the circumstances. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We're coming back now to Menashe, as well as Achav, as well as Yerovam, that we spoke about before. Tanu Rabbanan, Menashe, o yeshoyin hachamisha mechamisha ponim, betoyres koyhanim, keneged shnei malchusai. As we know, Menashe was king for 55 years. We quoted the pasuk before. And the Gemara tells us where Rashi learned that every one of the years, Menashe didn't just sit on his hands and do nothing. He was learning Torah. And when he learned Torah, he would learn specifically Torah's Kehanim. Torah's Kehanim is the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, which is quite a difficult, we're not talking about a Medrash like Medrash Rabbah, which is a Garata, a Medrash Halacha. And Medrash Halacha on Vayikra is very difficult because you're talking about the Avodas HaKarbonos. You're talking about Negoyim. You're talking about the Hilchos Kehanim. There are a lot of heavy-duty halachas that you find, which today are incorporated in Seder Kudishim and in Seder Taharis. He, Menashe, would chazer this every single year, and he would go and be shoina chamishev chamishev ponim. Chamishev chamishev ponim means that every year he would come up with new pshatim, new understandings, new in-depth pirushim. It's like he wrote 55 svarim during his reign as king. At the he wrote all those svarim keneged shnei malchusai, because it was 55 years. Each year he came out with a new chibur, so to speak. That's how Rashi learned.
22 years he was a Rashi.
If you'll bear with me one moment, that's how Rashi learned. If you want to look at the Rashi, Rashi is two lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Hayishoyne chamisha mechamisha ponim b'teres kehanim seva v'yikra hayimachadish by koshana v'shana. Every year he was machadish v'dorshim v'papulai pilpul chiburim toyer. Now you just heard Barry asking an excellent question. It doesn't make sense, because the last 33 years was Taka Tzadik. But the first 22 years he was busy with Asherah, he was busy with Baal, he was busy with Avodah Zaris. How can we say that he was writing Chiburim, learning Torah? It's mind-boggling. And because of that, the Meforshim disagree. The Yad Ramah criticizes Rashi, says it's impossible that Menashe, who is full of idols and Avodah Zarah, he should be quoted as going and devoting time to learning Torah.
We're going to switch venues. Just to be with us, we'll be back.
What's happening?
1 second.
Okay.
My bath is running out, and
okay.
Barry is putting on.
Okay.
So.
All right. We'll wait a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't wait. I want to know what's the.
So we're okay now, or are we still waiting?
No, not yet. No, we're switching.
Oh.
Somebody's got a charger. Somebody have a charger?
Okay. Okay, I see we're back in business. So the answer to your question is the Yad Ramah disagrees, and he says, no, we're talking about before Menashe became king, he, in his youth, he learned Torah. And Menashe is the typical OTD, off the Derech guy. And when his youth, at that time, he wrote Torah, 55 different Chiburim on Vayikra, and in that Tzchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 55 years of reign, that he was king for 55 years. So even though he did terrible things, as you say, but prior to that time that he's doing the bad things, when he was still young, before he became Melech.
12 years old when he became king, we just did a Ramah, 12 years old. So he was learning the Torah, Kohanim, Medrash Halacha, but he wasn't even Bar Mitzvah yet.
Can you imagine? He must have been an Ilui Otzim, a tremendous Ilui. At the age of 5 or 6 years old, he was probably already Messiah Shas or something. But anyway, but bottom line is, that's how the Yad Ramah learns. If you're not happy, please come up with a third pshat, not like Rashi, not like Yad Ramah, that he wrote 55 different Pirushim on Torah's Kan.
As much as he did of Avodah Zarah, he was never idle.
Yeah. Wonderful, wow. Shkoyach, your Torahs are idyllic. They're really ideal. And we're going to continue on. So that was Menashe. And now we continue on. Zokti Mora Vaita. Connection Machusei. Achav Shmoinim V'chamisha. Achav wrote 85 such Pirushim on Teres Gehanim. Doesn't say when, where, what. Yeravim Mei Ushloisha. Well, Yeravim, you remember we had in the Gemara yesterday that he was such a big Talmud Chacham that Simla Chadosha means, or Salma Chadosha, he was Machadish Nu Torah, he was out in the Soda, and they said that all the other Talmud Chacham Shibadoira were like Isvi Asoda. The Salma Chadosha was just like Ein Bei Doifi, he didn't have any Doifi, no Gimgum. So he wrote 103 times on the Torah Skan. Like the Tanya Ramey Oimer, Avshalom in the Chelik Lamaba. Avshalom has no Chelik. Notice Avshalom is not in our Mishnah, but Ramey adds Avshalom. Also no Chelik. Shinemar Vayako is Avshalom Vayimisu. What's this double lotion of Vayakam Yimisu? Vayakub Oilam Azeh, Vimisu, the Oilam Haba. No Chelik Oilam Haba. Tanya Rishim Ralaz Oim Mishim Ramey. Ochaz, Vachazi, Vachom Malchi Yisrael, Shekosu Behen, Vayasar Abbein Hashem, Vayichayin, Voloi Nidoyim. Ochaz and Achazia. For those of you that are familiar, Ochaz and Achazia are Malchei Beis David, and Malchi Yisrael are the Malachim of the other Malachim. So you have to put a kind of a comma. Ochaz v'Achazia from the Malchi Beis David, as well as all the Malchi Yisrael, Shekosu Behem, that the Tanakh writes about them, Yasa Rabbi Inya Hashem. It doesn't mean like in our Mishnah that they don't get Olam Haba, but rather Loi Chayin v'Loi Nidoyin. What means Loi Chayin v'Loi Nidoyin? So Rashi explains, Rechaim v'loi nidoinim. Here's there, Rashi. Yeah, it's about two lines higher than where we are. Le'yichli oylam haba im atzadikim, ve'ein nidoinim nami b'gehenim. So they're not going to go and arise to have tchiyas ameisim, and they're not nidoin in gehenim. But this is dafka malchi Yisrael, av v'shloim v'tzidkim, v'beist avad asu, v'af agav t'chsib v'yasara, chayin hein li'asir. Even though there does say in the pasuk shloim ha'melech, that he did bad because he married all of these women, and many of them were Oibze Voide Zorah. And Tzidkiah, we already quoted in the Yomar Aleph, Vayasara, that was because he was not Moicha. So even though it's Vayasara, no, they're not included in that because they are from the Beis David, and we're not talking, and we're talking about the Ochaz Vachazi from Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. Anyway, so what does it say about them? So there says, Rishim Alod, Rishim Rameir, Lechaim Velinitayim. Besides the Avodah Zarah that Menashe did, he was a tremendous roitzeach. He was shofach dam Yerushalayim mipelepe. Zok to Yimara, it would sound like from the pasuk that he killed thousands of people. He just killed one person, Yishaya Navi, but Yishaya Navi was on the Madrega like thousands of people, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. The Marova Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said, she'osa tzelem masui elef b'nei Adam. He made a tzelem, a statue that was so heavy, he needed 1,000 people to carry the tzelem from place to place. And, v'chol yom v'yoyim, hoyrei kula. What he would do is, he would go and choose 1,000 people every day, have them all carry the tzelem from one street to another street, from one palace to another palace, wherever. And because of the sheer weight of that tzelem, all 1,000 people died on that day. See, that's what we mean, midi shalayim, full of dam noki. Kiman azahodim rabba b'chana, shkula neshom shel tzadik echad keneged kol ha'olam kuloi. Where do we find a source for what Rabbi b'chana said, that neshom of one tzadik could be like the ganze welt, like the whole world, kiman di amar, like the first man di amar, the Yeshaya Horak. Because it says that Shofach Damnoki Harbim Mioid from one end of Yerushalayim to the other end, and it's only Yeshaya, because Yeshaya Navi was Keneged Kol Olam Kulay. Right, the Ksiv Shein Posik, two separate psukim, Legabe the Melech, I think we're talking right about Menashe. One place it says Pesel Ksiv Psilim is the Chorah Stira, Pesel is singular, Psilim is plural. Om Rabbi Yochanan Betchila Osalei Partzuf Echad, Lepseif Osalei Arbo Partzuf. Initially, when the Menashe made his terrible tzelem of Avodah Zarah, it only had one face in one direction. After that, he made in all four directions, four faces in all four directions, the front, the back, and two sides. Why? Kedei shetir shchina v'tichos. That he put this tzelem in the base of Midish, when the shchina would come in kaviyachol and would look at the idol. So until now, depending on which side the shchina would come in, sometimes he would only see the back. He wouldn't see the tzelem in the front. By putting four fartzus from all sides, he wanted daf l'shchina should be koyus, because Kadosh Baruch Hu should be upset. That's a poshim shot in the Gemara. I think the Marsha adds that, as we know, the Kisei HaKovet also had four fartzufim on all four sides, And therefore, Menashe was saying to Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol, just like your Kisei Malchus upstairs, the Kisei HaKovet has four parts of him, like you have in the beginning of Yecheskel, my Tzelem down over here also has four faces. I'm following in your footsteps, so to speak, in blasphemy against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, what happened with the Tzelem? Ochaz Amida Balia. Ochaz initially put it upstairs, on the second floor. However, Menashe, who was worse than Ochaz, what did he do? Remember, Ochaz was his Zayde. Right? Ochaz was the father of Cheskiah, and Cheskiah was the father of Menashe. And Menashe, the Einikol, decided to make things worse, again during the first 22 years. Menashe Amida Behechol, he took the Tzelem down from upstairs in the attic, so to speak, on the second floor. He brought in the Heichol itself, Shenemar. I said that I'm going to put my name there forever. Instead, Menashe put his pesel. Now we have Omain. Omain, by the way, was a son of Menashe. Unfortunately, he was evil, just like his father. And the Gemara tells us he was even more evil, and that Omain ichnis lebeis kodesh kedushim. Can you imagine such a rishus that he took the tzelem and he put in the kodesh kedushim? Shinem, like says in the pasuk, "Kit kotzer hamatmi hystereia v'masecha tzora ki hiskanes." What does that mean? My ki kotzer hamatmi hystereia. Amr Reb Shmuel ben Achmini, Amr Reb Yonasin, ki kotzer hamatza zem el hystora olav shnei reim ki echad. The pasuk pshat in this matza is meant like a couch, like a place where two people would be sitting down like good friends. And what happens is you've made the kodesh kedushim like a couch where you're placing the shechina, the aron, the luchais all on one side, and you're putting this tzelem on the other side as if they are together on the same couch. The couch cannot hold both of them together, together with this avodah zarah, as if they're shnei reim, as if they're two friends. What's the second part of the pasuk? Masecha tzara his kanes. Amr Reb Shmuel ben Achmeini, Reb Yonis ki havi matla haikra havi kabachi. When Reb Yonis would come to this pasuk, he would start crying. Mishakosabai, it says about the Rabbi Yishalem, koinis kaneid me hayom. We have that in the times of the Kriyas Yamsuf, when Baruch Hu went and took all of the waters of the sea, and koinis, he assembled them together, kaneid, like a wall. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal has so much power, he collects together all of this water. Instead of flowing naturally, it's coming up like a tall dam. Istasaloi masecha tzara. This masecha, this avodah zara, should be a tzara, like a tzara by Yevamis. By Yevamu, we say the competitor wife is a tzara. This masecha, this idol, should be a competition with the Baruch Shalom. This is a chpist, this is a trash. Throw it in the trash bin. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Vamasecha tzara kiskan, is this masecha, this avodah zara, is like a tzara for me." So when Rav Yonis would read such a pasuk, he would start crying and saying, how could it be the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, Mamish Almighty, the Omnipotent, has koyach in the ganze welt? This little idol he considers to be a tzara, is a chagurish. Weiter. Ochaz bitul sa'avoyde v'chosam esotayr. If you remember, we quoted this back, Gesundheit, on the Omer Aleph in the pasuk that I think Mar brought about the kolikim shoinim, the ganze masa. What did we say about Ochaz? I'll stay ish otzel avarti ze ochaz. That was a Rashi in the Amid Aleph, in which respect did he make Klai Yisrael like an atzlan? By doing, what did he do? That he went and closed up, pishteitu in the pasik. Ochaz bitalis avoida, he closed up the Beis Medrash. Not closed it up, but he stopped the avoida, the daily avoida in the Beis Medrash, v'chosam es ha-toira, and he didn't allow people to learn. He closed up the shuls and the Bat Midrashim, shenemar, tzur to'oida chasoim, like a chasima, he closed it up, he sealed it, Torah b'limudai. So you shouldn't be able to go and learn Torah in the limudim, and that tzur to'oida is also referring to not only the Torah, but also to the Beis HaMikdash, that we should stop bringing karbanos. Menashe koder es haskaris, like we said in the Yomar Aleph, he cut out the names of Hashem from the Torah, v'horasis ha-mizbeach. So he went one step further. Not only we shouldn't do avoida, but he went and destroyed the mizbeach. Omoin, the son of Menashe, sorifis the Torah, not only did he cut out the haskaris, he burned the Torah, the hellish mamis al gam mizbeach, and the mizbeach, which was presumably in smithered, tattered, and broken to smithereens. Right? It doesn't say that Menashe just horas. He destroyed it, but he didn't remove it. Mizbeach apparently was there still on its place. In the times of Amon, it was even worse. Now cobwebs and spider webs were now all growing on top of the Mizbech. Achaz hitir es ha'erva. Achaz was matir erva. So until now, we just spoke about Avodah Zarah. And now, in each case, we were going from kal to chomor, you know, going from bad to worse to worse. We started off that Achaz was mevatel li'avodah. Then we had that Menashe destroyed the Mizbeach. And then Achaz added insult to injury by having all these cobwebs growing on it. Now we're talking about in Arayis, the same thing. Achaz was matir Arayis. Yeah, no problem. Menashe himself, Baal HaChoyseh, lived with his own sister. And Amin was worse, Baal Imai, lived with his own mother. Can you imagine? Shenemar, ki hu Amin, hir ba'ashma. He went worse than all the others. Which way is it worse? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Luza, Chadam, Mishasarif, is a Torah. Like we said before, he burned the Sefer Torah. V'chadam, Mishabo, Al Imai. So Gemara tells us, Amin Le Imai, the mother said to the son, Yo, shaygetz you. How could you have a Noah from that same birth canal that you emerged years ago, and now you want to enter it again and have a Noah over there? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? Amalais Amin says, you think I'm doing it for because I'm a Baal Tava? Kalumani Oisel Hachas is Boiri. I want to defy Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't believe in anything in the Torah. Not only do I not believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, and I serve Avodah Zarah, all of these are royis. I'm the worst guy. I don't mind. No, lahachas is better. So you can see that he was not what you would call one of the lamed vav tzaddikim,
or the 45, or the
or the aspakla meira, she'ena meira. That's right. He was not in that category whatsoever. Exactly right. Now we talked about Yoyakim. Remember, we said in the Amud Aleph that Yoyakim, he was the kosu ponav, and Rashi said that he said we don't need the R. Kiyasi Yoyakim Omar Kamoi Lo Yadi Larguze. They didn't know how to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry. Klum onutrichim eli oiroi. I'll show you how to make Hashem angry. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do we need you for? We only need you for the light, that every day we should be able to walk around outside because you have the Shemesh, at night we have the Areyach, the Krichovim. Today, yesh lenu zov parvayim. We have this shining, beautiful gold, shonu mishtam shemboi, that we can use. Yitl oiroi, you can take back your sun and your moon. We can use LED lamps. We can use flashlights. We can use our iPhones. They all have lights on them. We don't need the sun and the stars anymore. Amruloi. So they said, you're talking about the Zov Parvayim? Amruloi. For the Kesef Zov Shalayhu. You're saying we don't need the Rabbi Yishlam. We have the Zov. The Zov doesn't belong to us. It belongs to us. So we need Hashem Sparach for the Zov Parvayim. We need it for the Zov. Amalehem kvar nosnu lanu. He already gave it to us as a present. So therefore it belongs to us. We don't need Chas v'shalom the Rabbi Yishlam anyway. Now that you've heard how Yoyakim was so bad, and he said the other guys, my predecessors, didn't know how to be margiz at Kadosh Baruch Hu. I was margiz. Why wasn't Yoyakim mentioned in our pasuk, in our Mishnah? That is, it shouldn't say that there are only three malachim. We should add Yoyakim to the list. He should also aim lechel gama. Because it says about him, Now, what does that mean? Vanimtza olav. Divrei Yoyakim tiyei voice. Okay, we understand abominations. What's vanimtza olav? See, Gemara says something which you couldn't say it if the Gemara wouldn't say it. My vanimtza olav. Rabbi Yechman blows a chad amr shechokak shem avodis chom al amosai. That he went and was choikik. He went to one of these tattoo artists and he had them go and tattoo the name of the avodah zarah on his amma, on his own aver down below. Now, what was the reason why he did that? Says Rashi, because mitoshaya odukba, he was so attached to the avodah zarah, he put it on one of the essential places of a person's life, on his aver to go and show. That's how dovuk. That's how I cleave and I attach myself to this avodah zarah. V'chad amma, the other said punkt faker shchokek shem shemayim ala masi. He wrote Hashem's name on Amasai for the purpose of being mevazeh, that every single time he goes to the bathroom, every time he lives together with his wife, etc., since we're talking about this Russia, living with any woman, that he would be mevazeh the Shem Hashem al Amasai. Amalei, so he said to him, so he asked him, why isn't he included in that list of the three royal people that Ein Le Mechel Kala Baba? He said, Malachim Lo Shemati. I really don't have an answer, Ich Veis Nish. But I did have an answer to the question that you have not posed yet. In our Mishnah it says that there were four hejoites. Why didn't he add Micha? Micha is the one that made the Pesel Micha, as we know, that's written about at the end of Sefer Shoftim. Why isn't Micha mentioned about these Hedyoitois that Ein Lechelik HaMapa? And for them, I'll tell you why. In terms of Yiddishkeit, in terms of the Rabbeinu Shalom, being Odom Lamokim, he was very Shvach. But being Odom Lachaveiroi, he had a redeeming feature, and that is anybody that passed by the Pesel Micha, Micha would go and open up his kitchen and would say, Abaisai, you're travelers, you're probably hungry, there's no 7:10 or 9, or 7:11 or 9:11 Chweishish for the next 25 miles. I'm sorry?
How can you trust his kashrus?
So it doesn't say in the Gemara, but presumably either each one of them had a seal from the Bedatz on it, and or they were all vegans and they only ate vegetables and fruits and they didn't eat any milkshakes or any fleshiks. So, but getting back to Gemara, so Peter Metzuyel Oivadroch, I know. Exactly. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Oivad Vishav El Halaviyim, anybody that passed by, he would give them to eat. Vayter, V'ovah B'yom Tzara, V'hika B'yom Galim, what is this referring to? B'bi Yechonan, Zeh Pisloi Shal Micha. Now, what does Pesel Shal Micha have to do with Hika B'yom Galim? So this is a very famous medrash that most of you have probably heard. If you look in the Rashi in the left-hand margin, a little bit, about halfway down the Gemara, it's Pesel Shal Micha. Kishakosa Moshe es Hashem, v'shlichai al Nilus, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down Hashem's name on a piece of, probably not a piece of paper, piece of papyrus, piece of cloth, whatever it was, he threw it into the Nilus for the purpose, l'halis aroinu shel Yosef, because they didn't know where the aroinu shel Yosef was, and they wanted to take it out now to bury it eventually in Eretz Yisrael. But Micha, so Micha came, he went and stole that piece. In other words, after he was successful in raising up the Aron Shel Yosef, that shtickle paper or whatever, where Hashem's name was written, he was able to find it and scoop it up, and he took it. When Kadosh Baruch Hu took them over the Yam, over Micha, Micha went with them. He took that Shem, and that Shem was used eventually when they made the time, by the time of the Eagle, by Haran, and the exactly beautiful. That's one chat. I'm not talking about that piece with Hashem's name on it, but he already made them pesel much earlier. We shouldn't think he only made it in the time of the last parak of Shoftim. He already brought it with Klal Yisrael over the Yam. He brought his pesel micha. That's the over by Yom Tzara. The Tzara Chas V'Shalom like a competitor to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ish Tzara like by Yavam.
How old was Micha? I mean, spanning the generations.
Yeah. Under
20
or over
60. Yeah. I didn't know him personally, so I really couldn't tell you.
But also, wasn't Sarapas Asher the one who his children were there on was? Ali Shore?
So either we needed both the Serach to show you at least where to go and find the Aron, right? You had this huge, huge Nilus or whatever it was. And Nilus probably spans many, many miles, so at least you have to know where in the Nilus to start from. So maybe Serach Basra said over there, in that part over there, and then they still couldn't find it, and they threw in this Shem, and then it came up by itself. It floated. It's a distance from Garev to Shiloh, 3 mil. Garev or Garev is where the Pesel Micha was. The Oshin coming up from Arocha in Shiloh, in other words, from the Mizbeach, from Mishkan Shiloh, and the Oshin of the Marocha Nebuch HaPesel Micha, they both came up into the mid-ear, Misam Zebedan, they mixed together. In other words, they hit each other. Bikshu Malachi shows a doifei, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Malachim wanted to go and kill Micha for this terrible degradation and of the Gvaldig Avoida that's done in Shiloh, by having the Oshin of Micha's Pesel also mixed together with that. No, leave him go. Because he's still benevolent to all of the travelers that are going back and forth. You have to give him credit for that. The as you know, at the end of Shoftim, these are two parakim which are side to side, back to back. And why were the Anshipelegesh B'giva punished? As you remember, the Pelegesh B'giva Nebuch the Maaseh with the Shkotzim that lived together with the Pelegesh, and then they sent pieces of her body, Nebuch, all over Kachal Yisrael, and they got so angry, and they went and had a Mechama against Binyamin, etc.
husband did it. Her husband did it after she died.
Exactly. Very good. So, but everybody got incensed to the point that they all went to Milchama against Binyamin, and Binyamin Kemat, there was no one left from the entire Shevet, right? So, why when it came to my covet about the Pesel Micha, nobody opened their mouths? About the plagues we give him, and you go to Mechama. Why didn't you go to Mechama about the Pesel Micha? Because Baruch Hu had a taina at that time in Klal Yisrael. And Yeshem, tomorrow we're going to continue on Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Yosef, and Gizma, Legima, giving people food to eat, Hachnosis Orchim, giving Achila, is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. And about that we're going to talk about tomorrow, a good and Chodesh one and all.